year's resolution. If you want to text it to us, our number is 518-291.
This is 90.7 FM WGXC Accra, Hudson, Catskill, the station that everyone loves.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by MPAC, celebrating creativity and the human spirit in the Hudson Valley and Capital Region through experimental music, films, talks, and works in progress since 2008 on the campus of RPI. More information can be found at mpac.rpi.edu.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Food New York of New York, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
The world is changing, and we must change with it. The Thingularity Radio Show will begin emphasizing digital rights and protection in the coming age. Our new segment will be called Defense Against the Dark Arts. We will provide tips and strategies for cloaking your online and actual footprint. Find us on
Sweet, sweet singing o'er the plains and the mountains in revival. Gloria. Amen. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Yes, glory to God in the highest. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Blessed happy Sunday morning to you, our friends and our family and our partners and our visitors, our guests. Welcome to the bright side. There is a bright side somewhere. It's right here, right now, with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson in Catskill, New York, WGXC.org, elsewhere, amen, anytime, online, WGXC.org. That's how you do it. I'm Pastor Kim of Overcomer Ministries International Church, and I'm happy and here to be your host for the hour with the music, with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Hope you're doing all right out there. I tell you, over here in this northeast area where we are, we have been so fortunate and so blessed, and we are so grateful to God for the beautiful fall autumn season that we have and are having. We've had a couple of snow days when it didn't stick. We know there are places that are being belted not too far from us with feet of snow. And so we say thank you, God, for sparing us here in this Mid-Hudson Valley. How about that? Y'all agree? Wherever you are, I hope all is well with you and your family. And we pray one for another. Amen? Hallelujah. Also, I want to say, beloved, I got to give a shout out. Yesterday we had our gifts, actually, from Tots to Teens, praise be to God, and that is in partnership with our county clerk's office and also with the Marines and the USA Toys for Tots program, and couldn't do it without a wonderful team of Overcomer Ministry members and helpers, and want to shout out to the fathers that came out, uncles that came out to support and be with the children and to lend a hand. I want to thank our team of helpers. You know who you are, praise be to God. And I want to thank Sister Mary, Sister Dorothy, Sister Leela, Sister Margaret, Brother Asumo, Brother Daniel, Brother Freddie, just everybody that made it happen. All right. The children were so blessed, so happy, and so were the parents. We had a wonderful time. Thank you, those of you who are supporters and friends of Overcoming Ministries International Church here in Hudson, New York area and elsewhere. We just thank God for you. We couldn't do what we do without you. And so, yes, I just got to say that. I'm so full of joy and happiness today. I got to find somebody who took some pictures so we can put them on our website. I got to find somebody who did that. We were so busy that we did not busy. We were being productive. How about that? With the children and the families, we didn't get to do it. But in any event, there are celebrations of the birth of Christ going on from now till then. And when December 25th comes, let Jesus be the reason for the season. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, that's what we want to do this morning. We want to set the atmosphere and the tone for you too. All right. We've got six songs of back-to-back 29 minutes of music for those who are tracking on that. Do you hear what I hear? Miss Mahalia Jackson. I mean, I think Google said she's the greatest gospel singer of all time. Praise. I certainly mean a groundbreaker, a trailbreaker, a ceiling breaker. Praise the Lord. And shout out to Mother Mahalia over there in glory. We thank God for Do You Hear What I Hear? Hark the herald angels sing. Jesus, oh, what a wonderful child. Mary, did you know? Jesus is the reason for the season, beloved, and Noel. After that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. Do you hear what I hear? Mahalia Jackson, hark the herald angels sing, the spirituals. Jesus, oh, what a wonderful child. The Times Square Church Choir, Mary, did you know? Proclaim, a children's choir featuring Mark Lowry and Buddy Green. Jesus is the reason for the season by the choir room. And hallelujah, Noel, Miss Lizzie Morgan, and featuring Maverick City Gospel Choir. We're going to get this party started with Mother Mahalia Jackson. Yes, beloved. And do you hear what I hear?
Said the night went to the little lamb. see what I see. Way up in the scarlet land. Do you see what I see? A star, a star, dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? A child, a child, shivering in the cold, let us bring him silver and gold. Said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere. Listen to what I say. The child, sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light.
this one, we need you to clap your hands. Let's have a little gospel Christmas church. Come on. Go. Well, this is an old one, a great gospel classic, Jesus, Oh, What a Wonderful Child. If you know it, go ahead and sing it with us. Come on, everybody. Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus.
Oh, what a wonderful child.
Oh, what a wonderful child.
Come on, shout his name.
Jesus. Jesus.
So lowly.
So lowly, meek and mild.
New life.
New life, new hope. To all he brings, listen to the angels sing.
Glory,
glory, glory, glory, glory.
Jesus.
Oh, what a wonderful child.
His name is I love the cold. Jesus. In the midnight hour. Jesus. In the midnight hour.
Jesus.
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 Jesus. The more I call, the better I feel. I said the more I call, the better I feel. The healer. The savior. The way maker.
Thank you.
Lord, Mary, did you know? Did you have a clue? Did you have a clue? Listen, beloved, when we're raising up children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, if we only knew, well, act like you know, all right? They are treasures and gifts given to us by God. God does not take it lightly. We can't use and abuse them. Amen. We need to nurture them, love on them, love them even through their mistakes. That's what God does for us. He loves us through our mistakes, our faults, our shortcomings. Amen. When we fall down, he picks us up. Hallelujah. And God is not a punitive God. But he does correct those whom he loves. Amen. And that's how we do it, beloved. So act like you know. Mary, did you know? She knew something, but I don't know that she knew all that it turned out to be. Oh, praise be to God. This is WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson in Catskill, New York. WGXC.org online anytime. You can find The Bright Side somewhere. Just go to the archive there. And, find us, listen to our past shows, today's show, share it with someone you know, all right? We are listener-supported radio with music and messages for open ears, amen? And I want to take this opportunity to say thank you to everyone who contributed to Giving Tuesday for WGXC. Management has sent out something that says they're still tallying and checking things out, but it's looking pretty good. And thank you to all of you who helped, and thank you to all of you who continue to help with your gifts, your donations, your partnering, your sponsorship, your contributions, your donations. A little means much, hallelujah, when it's given the master's touch. So this is the season. Remember, God's giving, and we can't beat God's giving no matter how we try. Certainly hope you will remember the faith houses and the ministries and the not-for-profit organizations that are doing so much for so many with so little, and help us all out if you can, or just pick one or two, a few if you can. All right, it is the season where God reminds us the joy of giving. Amen, somebody. All right, listen, we got more music like that coming up. And after a couple more songs, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today. Jesus is the reason for the season. No L. And after that, beloved, I will be back. All right, don't go nowhere. You stay right here. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God.
bow to babe on bended knee, the savior of humanity. Unto us a child is born, and he shall reign forevermore. No.
Come and see, tell somebody what God has done for us. Amen, beloved. Hey, he so loved us. Jesus came for us. He said, I'm not going to leave you by yourself. I got you. I got you, people. I got you. Amen. That's what Christmas is about, beloved. And Jesus is the reason for the season. Ain't no doubt. Amen. Ain't no doubt. Well, if you need to know more about that, you just hang on in there and stick with me. We're going to see that you get to know what I know. Want to talk about joy this morning, beloved. It is the third Sunday of Advent, and it is the time when the focus and the theme for the third Sunday of this season before the celebrations of the birth of the Lord Jesus the Christ, the theme is joy. Hallelujah, joy. Joy down in my soul. The joy that Jesus gives, the world can't give, and the world can't take away. I know I got some witnesses out there. Why don't you say amen and hallelujah with me, all right? Yes, beloved, joy, the joy of the Lord, joy in a troubled world. In Luke chapter 10, verses 10 to 11, it says, "But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord.'" The angel said to them, hallelujah, put a pastor pause right here. And I know there are some of you like me. I ain't crazy. I've seen angels. Come on here, somebody. And I know there's a lot of folk have seen them too. And there have been more and more sightings. Amen. We live in two realms, beloved, the natural and the spiritual. Come on here, somebody. And as we grow in our spiritual sense, we experience more of the spirit realm. Yes, beloved, angels are among us. Hallelujah. Some are in human form, just being godlike, and some are spiritual warriors and spiritual guides and guards sent by God in angel form. Amen. You gotta know the word of God so you don't get it twisted with these shapeshifters that come in pretending to be angels of light and they're wolves in sheep clothing. All right, I digress. Let me get back. Joy in a troubled world is what my message is for us today, right? Because we live in this time of social unrest and political division and economic instability and personal anxieties, and joy can feel elusive. We live in an age that seems more consumed by outrage and despair and cynicism than the hope and joy that's proclaimed for us in the scripture. But this Sunday of Advent calls us to focus on joy and challenges us to think differently. It reminds us that true joy doesn't depend on the conditions around us, but on the presence of God in our midst. Amen. In our lives, in our home, in our hearts, in our minds, the presence of God in our midst brings us joy. Can I get an amen? As we reflect on the angel's announcement to the shepherds, we see how the message of joy speaks to the broken systems, the weary souls, and divided communities of our time. So let's take a dive into Luke chapter 2 and verse 10. The angels say, "Do not be afraid." This isn't just a personal reassurance, beloved, but it is an assurance to the community of shepherds. Amen. It's a message of liberation in a world filled with fear. For you see, the shepherds lived under Roman occupation, a regime of heavy taxes, systemic oppression, constant fear of violence. Amen. And a special treatment for the elite and for the protected. How about that? Yet the angel's message breaks through. I bring you, hallelujah, lowly shepherds, people of the world, people doing the hard work, people who are, amen, not born into privilege. I bring you good news that will cause great joys. Yes, beloved, we live in a time where fear is a driving force in some of the ways that our government is being approached. A fear of violence, fear of systemic injustice, fear of mass deportation, fear of environmental collapse, fear of economic disparity growing and increasing, and more. But joy in this context becomes an act of resistance. It declares that fear and oppression do not have the final word. Can I get an amen, beloved? Hallelujah. Amen. This joy is not escapism, but it's empowerment. In Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10, the people are told, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. Beloved, when we bring joy to the Lord in how we act, what we do, what we say, where we go, how we treat each other, amen. Joy strengthens us. Hallelujah. The Lord's joy in us gives us more strength, and we are able to endure and challenge systems of injustice that perpetuate fear. The joy of Advent, beloved, calls us to confront societal fear with faith, not indifference. It's a joy that motivates action, moving us to fight for justice, serve the marginalized, and be voices of hope in this broken world. Joy, joy, joy down in my soul. Hallelujah. The angel declares a Savior has been given to you. Amen. Plural sense, directed to the community of shepherds. This joy isn't individualistic. It's collective, beloved. Hallelujah. The shepherds were outcasts, yet God chose to share this news with them first. That's a word for you, beloved. If you feel outcast, if you've been pushed aside, if you've been marginalized, that's a word for you, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. The inclusion of the shepherds in this tremendous message to the world highlights God's care for those who are excluded by society. Amen. Those who are trying to marginalize and push you aside may actually be doing you a favor, because God takes special attention and makes note. Hallelujah. Stay humble and let the Lord give you that joy and amen that overcomes. Hallelujah. Yes, beloved. You know, today's culture often prioritizes individualistic happiness over the collective well-being, but that's not God's way, and that's not God's joy. God's joy is flourishes in community, especially when we uplift the downtrodden and bring others into the fold. Yes, and the joy that we're speaking about in Luke chapter 2, verse 17 to 18, he says, amen, to share the good news, beloved. Amen, to share. This joy of God is radical, and it's a radical kind of generosity. We can't hold what God gives us to ourselves. We can't hold the good things God tells us and the good things God gives us for ourselves. It is a call, amen, to go and help and to be generous in doing so. Paul in 2 Corinthians 8 and 2 commands the Macedonian church for their, commends them for their generosity, even in the midst of severe trial. Their overflowing joy led to a wealth of generosity. Yes, beloved, amen. This joy of God in a modern context where we live in a consumer-driven culture that equates joy with acquiring more possessions, more recognition, more control. But the joy of the Lord, amen, turns this on its head, reminding us that joy grows when we give rather than hoard. Joy in troubled times, beloved. Amen. Yes, it is possible to have the joy. Hallelujah. Joy, amen, that confronts fear and systemic injustice. Joy that builds and sustains community. Joy that inspires generosity and radical love. Joy in a troubled world, the joy of the Lord. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, hallelujah, telling you I've got joy, you've got joy, all God's children got joy, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. Reach out and grab it. You sure can have it. Take a look at Luke chapter 2, amen, during this Lenten season. Pardon me, this Advent season. I'm getting ahead in the calendar, this Advent season. And let somebody know why Jesus is the reason for the season. Hope, love, joy, peace. In Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. And so, beloved, we're getting ready to get up out of here, but we got some more music for you. So don't you go nowhere. You stay right here, because we've got, amen, hallelujah, joy down in our souls. Joy, joy, God's great joy. Joy, joy down in our souls. Sweet, beautiful, soul-saving joy. Oh, my Lord, joy, joy in our souls. Hallelujah and amen again. Joy, joy, yes, God's great joy. Hey, hallelujah, amen. This is the season of joy, joy, joy. I want to say thank you, God, for all the blessings you bestowed upon us. We are so very blessed here in the USA. We don't have any bombs bursting in the air. We don't have bullets flying over our heads. We don't have troops and tanks marching through our streets. According to the statistics, we in America have more wealth, amen, even being on Social Security or social service sustenance, amen, than 90% of the people in the world. Come on, think about it. Amen. Let's be grateful. Have an attitude of gratitude. Amen. And it helps to add your altitude, right? What does it say? Attitude determines altitude. All right. Yeah, I'm infusing joy, hallelujah, into the atmosphere this day. I know it ain't easy. Life ain't easy. Nobody said it would be, but he didn't bring us this far to leave. So you hang on in there. Don't quit in the dip. Amen. Don't quit in the dip. God came for us. All right. And he comes every day. Amen. Ask somebody. Hallelujah. If you don't know by now. All right, beloved, I'm getting ready to get up out of here. I want to let you know, if you are being blessed by the Bright Side, you can call in and leave comments at 518. What is that number? 622-250-2598. 518-622-2598. And they may play on the radio your comments. All right. Good vibes only, good vibes only. Want to say happy birthday to all you December babies. Happy anniversary to all you December lovers. And, yeah, if you want to know more information about Overcoming Ministries and how to connect, you can, or submit a prayer request, you can go to our church website, www.omichurch.com, www.omichurch.com, and, you know, check it out. Might be something there for you. How about that? We get ready to go. I just want to lift up a prayer. God, who's attentive to the prayers of his people, I pray, God, for the sick and the shut-in who may be listening, God, and I pray for sick and shut-in wherever you may visit, hallelujah, that they would know the presence of God in this season, Lord. The lost and the lonely, I pray for this morning, God, the confused, God, the depressed, the oppressed, God, the suppressed, God, I pray for this morning. I pray for the grieving, oh God, the bereaved, Lord. Oh God, I pray, Father, that you who are omnipotent and omniscient and omnipresent, God, would visit on such, Lord. I pray, God, that you would even send, Lord, angels in human form, God, godly men and godly women, Lord. Lord, who think it not robbery to care for someone other than themselves, God, but see it as a service of love to you, an extension of your presence in this world, and that you would bless as only you can, God. Lord, I pray, hallelujah, that no matter how dark the day and the clouds may be, that those who are under the sound of my voice and even beyond will remember there is a bright side somewhere if we just hang on in there with you, trust in you, God. Hallelujah. And in the name of your Son, we'll see the sun come and shine through again. Hallelujah. Because the sun is always there for us. We thank you, O God, for all the blessings and gifts you bestowed upon us that we do not deserve. We ask you to forgive our sins, Lord. We ask you to pardon us of iniquity. We ask you to cleanse us from unrighteousness, and we ask you to lead us in godliness. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen again. Beloved, this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, getting ready to get up out of here. But listen, we'll be back on Tuesday. God say the same and tarry and coming for the Tuesday afternoon show at 4:10. We chop it up a little bit with some of our friends, and we invite you to join us then, all right? Till we meet or speak again, or you hear my voice, remember never to forget God loves you. God bless you. Have a great day. And remember the joy of the Lord. Amen.
Sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again. Come. Let us
come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore him.
Help me, sir.